The Lord Jesus offered himself to God as a unique and all-sufficient sacrifice for sin. After 6 hours of suffering on the cross, Christ, the Lamb of God, died at 3 in the afternoon at the time of the evening sacrifice. It was the Feast of the Passover, a festival that had been instituted by God to commemorate the deliverance of God's people by the blood of the Paschal Lamb, which had saved the firstborn from death in Egypt in the days of Moses. On the cross, the true Paschal Lamb shed his blood to save believers from eternal death. When Jesus gave up his spirit, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom. This thick, heavy curtain separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies. The richly embroidered veil guarded the entrance to the innermost sanctuary and the immediate presence of God. No one, under pain of death, could enter that most holy place except the high priest, and that only once a year on the Day of Atonement. But when Christ died, the veil was torn from top to bottom by God himself to show that a new and living way into his most holy presence had been revealed. The torn veil was a clear indication that God's people can have free access to the throne of grace. The Lord's death was also marked by an earthquake. The ground shook, the rocks split, the tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people were raised to life. After the resurrection of Jesus, they went into the city and appeared to many people. The centurion and the soldiers who were guarding Jesus were overcome with fear. Standing in front of the cross, the centurion heard all the Lord had said and saw how he died, and he exclaimed, "Surely this man was the Son of God." All the people who had gathered there to witness the crucifixion beat their breasts and went away. There was also a group of women watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. And many others who had come up with Jesus to Jerusalem were also there. These women and all those who knew the Lord stayed to see what would happen. As it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Passover festival, the Jews went to see Pilate, because they did not want the bodies to be left on view during the Sabbath. They asked him to have the legs of the crucified men broken to hasten their death, and their bodies taken down. Pilate consented, and the soldiers therefore went and broke the legs of the two men who had been crucified with Christ. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced the Lord's side with a spear, and at once blood and water flowed out. The Apostle John, who was with the Lord's mother and the women at the foot of the cross, certified in his gospel many years later that these events were true. The legs of Jesus were not broken so that the scripture would be fulfilled, because it is written, "Not one of his bones will be broken." At the time of the Exodus, God had commanded the Israelites through Moses not to break any of the bones of the Paschal Lamb, because that sacrifice was a type of Christ. The Sabbath began at sundown, so as evening approached, there came a rich man from the Judean town of Arimathea, named Joseph, a prominent member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus, but in secret for fear of the Jews. He was a good and upright man, and had not consented to the decisions of the members of the Jewish council. Going to Pilate, he asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that Christ was already dead, so he summoned the centurion to find out. Having been informed about the Lord's death, he ordered that the body be given to Joseph. Accompanied by Nicodemus, another member of the Sanhedrin, he went to take Jesus down from the cross. The two men wrapped the body in linen cloth, together with a mixture of spices, in accordance with Jewish burial customs. There was a garden nearby with a new tomb that Joseph of Arimathea had cut out of the rock for himself, so no one had ever been laid there. As the Sabbath was about to begin, the two men placed the body of Jesus in the tomb, because it was near, and after rolling a great stone against the entrance, they went away. Now Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joseph had followed them, so they saw where the body of Jesus was laid. Next episode, the empty tomb.